Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Just a quick question. Could you live next to your in-laws?
I do.
I'm pretty close to them.
How? You're not that close.
It's a couple of miles. They can get over pretty fast.
Okay. So you live how far from your in-laws, Megan?
Like literally, I could throw a ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And that counts.
Well, a lot of people say they could not live next door to their in-laws. And I've got some of the reasons why.
And I think it really depends on the in-laws. You got some that, like moms that won't let go of their sons and hates the bride that married him because that's her baby.
Uh-huh.
And you got the son that wants to be the baby. But you also have normal in-laws of some sort.
I got really lucky.
My sister's husbands love my mom.
Yeah.
But she also don't get in your business.
Okay.
Like a lot of mother-in-laws would do.
Now, I have pretty good in-laws, but even pretty good ones can wear on you if they're around too much.
For sure. I mean, like anybody.
You're like living, they're used to living their household the way they live it.
True.
You are trying to just kind of make your own household in the way you want to live it, and there's going to be constant clashes.
Okay, but here's some of the reasons why people just cannot live next to their in-laws. You'll never be able to use the excuse, we're not home. When
that
you
is
need
true.
To.
Yeah. Maybe no one. Maybe no one.
If you've got a garage and you keep your car in there, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, but don't have windows on
you. Yeah, you can't go outside, walk by a window, turn on the fireplace.
Yeah, you're trapped.
That's another thing they say, you can't leave your curtains open, like because they'll see that you are home or if you have like any spats or anything.
Maybe
your
that'll deter them from coming over if they walk in and they see something they don't want to see, you know? Or if they look through the windows.
So you're purposely designing these acts where you're doing something inappropriate?
Well, if you walk around naked and you ain't got no curtains, they ain't going to come over because they don't want to see that.
She's saying her in-laws have seen a lot at their house.
Yeah, that's kind of freaking me out a little.
Okay, your spouse always feels like they have to do the holiday dinners at her house because you don't want to put that on the grandparents, like just come over here. So you're always hosting those events if your in-laws live right next to you.
Oh, no, I always go over there. I'm like, y'all cooking dinner? I don't want to cook.
Now, I will say this.
You're driving your in-laws crazy.
Oh, yeah, I'm the problem.
The pro to having your in-laws live right next to you would be babysitting. You can just drop the kids off. It's like, hey, do you mind watching the kids while I go out shopping?
But don't assume because you have, you know, parents that they are immediately the babysitters because I've heard there's issues where, you know, the daughters just assume
they take advantage.
Mom's home. Yep. She's going to keep the kid. Mm-hmm. And mom might not like that as much as you think.
Okay. Here's something else they say. You will become the corner grocery store. Whenever you're going to the grocery store, it's like the in-laws, well, hey, since you're going, will you pick me up some milk and some Cheetos because we're out of those.
I'll be gone for 2 days, but yes. That's when you get a break going to the grocery store.
Like my mom, like so she now lives close to us, but whenever we were helping her pack up, we were literally packing up everything. And my brother goes, do y'all need anything from the store? And she goes, I want some bird seed. I'm like, wait, what? Like, so just crazy things that like you don't need, but my mom is she's going to do that for sure.
I thought you were going to say she had a whole list for him to go pick up that stuff. Well, and here's something they say: Grandma got run over by a reindeer will start to mean something to you if your in-laws live. That's one of the things. What's something that have you borrowed, like anything, or have they borrowed from you?
Oh, well, absolutely. So when my mom moved here, she moved like a mile down the street. So then my in-laws actually live down the street. We just go over there. I'm like, the girls be like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, go to your grandma's or go to your mammy's house and figure it out. It's kind of like they're the grocery store. So I think maybe right, I am the problem.
Okay.
And grandmas love that.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Okay, so
the grandkids.
Your in-laws will think that you need to actually mow their yard sometimes. It's like, hey, why you got your lawnmower out? Can you just hit my yard too?
Why would they think that? Why would you think someone else is supposed to mow your lawn?
I'm just kind of curious, like, have your in-laws ever, like, you know, they listen, so I've got to be careful here, but have they asked certain things of you that you thought were probably
unusual?
Well,
I mean, they never asked me to mow their lawn.
Yeah, they shouldn't, because you should do it on your own, especially if you live next door. What's the purpose? I mean, why not just go ahead and go on, keep going on the lawn to the next door neighbor? I used to load up my lawnmower in my car and drive to my dad's and do his yard work.
Oh, that's nice.
That's your dad.
Yeah.
Not your in-law.
No, you're right. I wouldn't have done that. Now that I'm thinking about it, you're right.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We're getting ready for Torture Tuesday. We're going to have some makeup on here in just a little bit. Megan Eby is going to set everything up, and we're going to see how we look as women, or at least men with makeup.
Well, okay. Yeah, we'll explain later.
We will explain.
Yes.
But I will say right now, I want to talk about something that is kind of scary when you think about it. How much power people who serve us food have over us. Because we're terrified of what they may do to our food.
Absolutely.
They ask people whether they would send food back at a restaurant if it was different than what they ordered. So they're like, you ordered, let's say, a hamburger, and you got fried chicken.
I would send that back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would go, if that's extreme like that.
Almost 10% of people said they would not send it back for fear of either making them upset and having them do something to their food, or because it would take too long and they wouldn't end up eating with the rest of the people.
Then the waiters and waitresses are holding us hostage.
Yes, they are.
By getting our food wrong.
Well, think about it, because people are terrified to return a steak that's cooked wrong. If you ordered, now I will send one back that's underdone, because to me, I'm like, all they got to do is throw it back on the grill a couple more minutes. I'm not saying you are horrible at your job. I'm just saying this one's a little more red than I like it. But I wouldn't do it more than once. Because I wouldn't want him to start getting the idea, oh, this guy's a jerk. Maybe I'll spit on his steak, a little special sauce.
Now, I had that happen to me. I had a filet that was basically raw in the middle. But I was at a party, a big table of like 25 people, and at least half of them got filets, and all of them are sending them back. I'm like, you know what? I'll eat around the edges that are cooked enough for me. And when I warm it in the microwave, it'll cook.
I don't want my steak to have the consistency of Jell-O. I want to make sure that it is cooked.
It was flesh.
If you ever have Jell-O, you should definitely not eat that.
If your steak wobbles, there's something wrong.
No, listen, the rarer the better for me. And if it's a little bit overcooked, I'm okay with it, because I'm not going to send it back because I am a little scared.
But think of that. We're literally held hostage because we are afraid they might do something to our food.
I've worked in restaurants.
And what does that mean?
I'm just saying that sometimes I've seen people not be nice to the food that comes back in.
You know what? Listen, I have dropped a frozen hamburger, on the floor, and I put it on the chain broiler and let it go through and get cooked.
Because it's going to cook off any
germs. It's going to cook off any germs. I mean, I was in a hurry. I mean, you wanted your food fast, didn't you?
It's called fast food.
I couldn't go back to the freezer again and grab that. So
it builds your immune system. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't see it that way. I'm kind of like, really? You couldn't have gotten another burger?
Yeah,
it wasn't
was a long
even
time
your
ago.
Money.
That was a long time ago.
Now, I can understand dropping it when it come out of the fryer or the grill or whatever, and then serving it.
So they like they went in and they went to the bathroom and they came out on the same those shoes walking around on the floor.
And it's flame broiled. I'm sure it flame broiled it right off.
Wow. Yeah.
Or they gonna come back saying, "Hey, I had the best burger last time I was here. Could you fix another one like that?"
What seasoning was that? Yeah.
had a twang to it.
I liked it.
Well, 40% of people say they've never sent food back at the restaurant.
Wow,
50% said they have, but very rarely. And then 7% are daring, and they have sent food back many times. They also asked, would you send it back if it tasted bad? 28%, or about one out of four, said they would not send it back, even if it tasted bad.
Now, I see that there's some people out there that will eat half the burger and then say it tastes bad.
Yeah.
And they want a new burger. I'm like, that ain't right.
Now, that you should spit on.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But they said if you got something slightly different, 40% would not send it back, 30% would. And if it's completely different, 80% would send it back, but almost 10% said they would not send it back.
Because usually I have my heart set on something, and if it's not right. Now, one time I did ask for a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich, and it came bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah.
I love bacon, but I'd rather have sausage. So I just told the guy, hey, I wanted sausage. Is that all right? He goes, oh, yeah, I'll just bring you out the sausage patties and you keep the bacon on there.
Oh, right.
I had a bacon, sausage, egg, cheese, and sandwich.
Now, the worst thing, though, is when you're driving and then you get halfway home and you see, oh, wow, they gave me the bacon, egg, and cheese. I wanted the sausage, egg, and cheese.
Yeah
you got to check before you leave.
I ain't going to drive back for that.
But see, don't you feel guilty at a drive-through opening each sandwich to make sure it's right?
Uh-huh. Well, you got a couple options. You can pull forward. And that way the next person's pulled up to the window as you go through it. And if it's wrong, you can run inside.
Oh, but that's still a big hassle.
Yeah, it's a lot less hassle than getting halfway home and finding out.
No, just go ahead and eat it.
I feel like, or you could just be like me and throw it to your kid. Be like, look through here real quick as you're trying to get out of the drive-thru line and it's real chaotic.
How good are your kids at actually doing that?
Not great because we get home and it's like, oh, we are missing three different things.
Right.
What's so funny is my son just makes sure that his is in there.
Yes, exactly. That's what that is.
And then I get to mom like, that ain't right. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I know in my mind if I'm ordering like four combos. There should be four sandwiches and four fries. As long as that's in there, I'll eat what's there.
Yeah.
I won't worry about that. I'll get home and just eat.
Fast food's different. I don't think
I agree.
Put as much, like, we aren't as invested in whether it's what we wanted or not. We're just trying to fill up.
And there's not a lot of eye contact at the drive-thru. Like, when you're talking about at the dinner and you're like, hey, I want to send this back, and that waitress or waiter's just staring you down like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Once my mom got a burger at this place, and there was a bunch of us there. And she was like, this burger just don't taste right.
Mm-hmm.
And so she let my sister try. And they said it had a fish taste.
Ew.
So they called the owner over, who basically does the cooking. And he got mad and basically said that he doesn't serve fish. And he doesn't know why it would taste like fish. And he doesn't think it tastes like fish. So my mom couldn't eat it. The next day, you know what their special was?
Fish.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
lied.
We never went back.
Okay, I thought you were going to say she ordered a fish sandwich by accident.
No, she didn't. But they didn't serve fish that day. But you see, I read reviews for restaurants because I'm always looking at menus. And there are several in the upstate where the owners or managers are just rude. They're just not people persons.
They're not people.
People, yeah. So why are you going to be rude in your own restaurant, because that's not going to make me want to come back.
Exactly. I feel like, but as a girl, sometimes when you got a hankering for something real good and then it doesn't come out how you want it, you get real upset, but then you're scared to say anything because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
As a girl, I feel the same way.
It's very important to me. Bless her heart.
Bless her.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Torture Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, this is kind of interesting. There's a famous guy, Frederick Buckner, says, and I quote him, "You have to suffer in order to be beautiful."
I was telling Megan, I said, I could not go through this every day.
So I guess that goes with putting on makeup as well.
And we are Facebook Live right now, so you can see this as it's happening. Cato is already getting a makeover from Megan Eby.
And I tell you, she said, she had told us ahead of time, make sure you shave. I'm like, the only day I shave is Saturday. So I'm representing the women with facial hair today.
Yes, you are. So. Okay. So.
Oh, we get fake eyelashes.
Here's the thing. Megan Eby, she goes around the world. She is hired by famous people to put on makeup and do all the cosmetics. She just had her cosmetics show, and that was a big success. And she can tell you more about that a little bit later on. But she is a professional when it comes to putting on makeup. She's had to travel like to Paris, to California for the stars and some of that. And, we're going to be putting on the fake eyelashes? I thought we were just going to do mascara.
He just said that.
Oh.
He just said, well, I got fake eyelashes.
Listen, if y'all want to go for it, we got to go for it, okay?
Okay, I thought we were just, okay. I didn't know we were doing the fake eyelashes. So, there's so many things that women do for that. Go ahead and take a break for a second, Megan. We're going to talk about, you know, some of these most uncomfortable things women do for beauty. And a lot of them are, like, clothing related. Look at
this would drive me crazy, these lashes.
And imagine having to do that every day before you go into work.
I'd be an ugly woman.
Now, Cato's not even halfway through his makeup.
Like, we got to do the skin prep now. Yeah. We got to do eyebrows.
I was going to say, Cato, you're not as ugly as you think. You're kind of looking a little bit hot.
He was saying he was going to go crazy, but listen, you're driving all the men crazy. Ow!
Yeah, I can tell those eyelashes are there. And
you look great.
I don't know which is longer, that or your beard.
Mine either.
Different color.
So the most uncomfortable things women do for beauty, and I don't know how you guys do it, but you got a lot of things they mentioned were clothing, like the bras, undergarments were mentioned, restrictive undergarments.
Yes. Sometimes when I will double Spanx it up sometimes if the dress is really tight.
Wow.
It's like a sausage in a casing, baby. We gotta suck it in.
They make Spanx for men now, like these shirts.
Heck yeah.
So I'm like, I want to try one of those.
It's uncomfortable, but get ready.
Okay, but so you're going out for 3 or 4 hours, and you got double Spanx on, you got your restrictive undergarments, bras, and stuff like that on.
You got your push-up bra.
Yeah.
You have your undergarments, and then you have your heels.
Okay, high heels were also mentioned in what you guys do for guys.
Yeah.
You know, dress it up.
It's miserable.
And girls too, apparently.
For sure.
Yeah. But that's just some of the things that were mentioned. Also, hair removal, plucking and picking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not fun. So what is really fun is you'll be doing your makeup in the mirror, and then you go into your car and pull down that mirror just to kind of look at it.
Yeah.
And you got a full-on beard, and you're like, where the heck did that even come from?
Well, the lighting changed.
It sure does.
You know, you need one of those big magnifying glasses for your that would come down with the, what's it called?
The rear view mirror? Or that mirror.
The sun visor.
Right?
The sun visor. Sun visor. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. So,
what else we got on there?
They said makeup, obviously, you're putting on the foundation. Even, you know, painting Cato's face this morning, you've already, you know, started this. I think that coloring comes in handy for the little girls because, you know what? You stay in the lines. If you're good at coloring as a little girl, I noticed how meticulous you were, like, painting some of these eyes on for Cato this
morning.
Heck yeah.
It's perfect because he has really light brows, so that way I can just bring up that concealer. So we're going full on Ursula from The Little Mermaid
today,
baby.
Now, what is the point of all of this? Are we having a beauty contest between the three of us?
I think so. I mean, we'll post it on our Facebook fan page, and people can vote for the prettiest person on the Hawk and Tom show.
Absolutely.
After
we
makeup.
Need sashes.
Unless y'all tricked me and you're not going to do it. Is that why I went first?
Yeah. Is that why? Yeah, we've done that before, but not today.
Not a bad idea.
Well, I see the pains that you're going through and how uncomfortable it looks. Because for me, I would not want that foundation. It would feel like icing. I'm a face washer sometimes throughout the day. And even when I'm playing poker with the boys, I have to take a break halfway through.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to wash my face because it feels grimy and just greasy, and that's what that makeup looks like.
You're a dirty person.
I can feel it when she started putting on. I don't know what. I can feel the heaviness.
You can feel the sexy come to you. I know. I feel you. Hold on. I know.
But what got me was the pencil or
the eyeliner.
The eyeliner, because that's too close to my eye.
Yeah, I
could
like
never
it.
Wear contacts. I almost cried, and my makeup was gonna run.
Listen, basically, ladies, it sounds like men are a bunch of babies. That's what that is.
We
that's what
it sounds like. Yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Listen, you still have your eyelashes on the mic stuck to it from last time.
Someone commented on that last time.
So, even when you did that last time with the eyelashes, that was uncomfortable enough. But you're going the full 9 yards today, and we're going to continue on with Cato's makeup, and you can put on his foundation and his... we can put some birthday candles in it, so, you know, make it thick.
Yeah, let's cake it up, honey.
It's going to be like Duck and Hines icing.
Listen, I can already tell you, he's beautiful. You're going to win.
Honestly,
I can tell
he's
you.
Looking good.
I know.
Stop.
Stop. All right, so we're going to have some fun with this. It is our beauty contest going on this morning, and Megan Eby's helping us out because she is a professional makeup artist, and we're going to continue on. We'll show you what it looks like on the Hawk and Tom Facebook fan page, and you can vote for us.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Torture for Torture Tuesday is all of us, me, Tom, and Cato. We are going to get made up by Megan Eby. She's a professional makeup artist. And Cato, you're looking good. I will say that.
My eyes are watering. My nose is running.
You got a little bit of paleness going on. You look kind of like a corpse.
That's true. But it's blending in. And I was just surprised at how long it takes to put on makeup. I don't know how you girls do it every morning. And the bad thing about it is, Cato has lunch today, and I've got to go pick up my kids closely after the show's over.
You know, putting on makeup explains why women are always running late.
That's true. Okay, so that's going to be fun in Carline when I'm picking up my kid today. I'm going to keep my windows rolled up.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Megan Eby is hanging out with us. She is in helping us out while Tori's on maternity leave. She is a professional makeup artist. She travels around the world and puts on makeup for all kinds of famous people and beauty pageant folks, so she knows how to do it.
You were just in Paris not long ago, weren't you?
I was, for Paris Fashion Week.
Okay.
Sorry, like I'm Paris Fashion Week. It was fun.
Now, we're about to do the reveal for Cato. He has not seen it, so she's done with Cato. He's fixed his hair, I think, a little bit. You took his...
I took my hat off.
Okay,
stocking hat.
Are you ready for this?
He's
well,
beautiful.
I mean, I won't be able to see it. When do I get to see it? You got a mirror?
Yeah, you know, go ahead. Do it with your phone, or your mirror's fine.
Oh.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Look at yourself.
Look at what a looker, honey. Ow.
Uh-huh. Look at, oh my goodness.
She is glam, honey.
I don't think I need a haircut.
Oh my goodness. You know what that enhances, though? The long eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I can feel them.
Mike, a quick question. Why did you decide to go with purple with his eyelids?
You know, it called to me. His eyes were really blue, and it was a game time decision, and I think it paid off, you know? You know?
Now, when you're doing that and you're making up all these, you know, famous people and stuff. Do you do a game time decision with that as well?
Sometimes, yeah. Okay. If they can't really call the shots on exactly what they want, I'm like, all right, just let me do what I'm going to do.
Cato looks like a realtor on a billboard.
Yes. Wait, cross your arms.
Call me.
Yes, we need a blazer.
My nose is literally running, and she said that this happens with women.
Yes, it's crazy. Sometimes whenever people get their makeup done, their nose will run. It is the weirdest thing ever, but it's a normal thing.
All right, so who's going next? Tom, are you done eating?
I'm not done eating yet.
Okay, so I'll go. Okay, Tom's right in the middle of breakfast right now, so we'll go ahead and start making up me.
I'm not kidding. They are literally like bridesmaids. It's like herding cats around here, guys.
There you go. That's a lot of fun, though. That's fun. Now, do you have a game time decision for my eyelids?
Listen, we're going dark. We're going dark and smoky. That's
dark and smoky.
Dark and smoky. Okay, go ahead.
Sounds smoky, like a bar.
I'm
now,
sorry
do you need that thing that Cato's got?
Wait, what? Look at him. He's over there. He's checking himself out. I see you, queen.
You know what? And that's the tough part for you girls, because you put the makeup on, you get it just right, your nose starts running, then you can't wipe it because the foundation's removed at that point.
Exactly.
Well, I left the lip print on my coffee mug.
That's a first.
That's funny.
Coffee mug.
You know what? Now, I have dressed up like Thelma before, but I did not know how to put on makeup. Now,
that
was many years ago with thin lipstick and all that stuff. I've never been made up professionally. This is my first.
Yeah, this is my first. I've never been to glamour shots.
Wow, right. Really? This is y'all's first? Actually, okay. I've had it done before.
Really?
Many years ago in Tampa, Florida, we decided to do a prank on a newspaper, mm-hmm. and I had a different partner than a guy named Tim, and so we dressed up as a married couple. Mm-hmm. I was the female, and we got our picture put in the paper under the announcements for the bride and bride of this thing.
Are you telling
and us? So I actually had a picture in the St. Petersburg Times mm-hmm. of myself dressed up in a wedding dress. And I was a homely woman. I was not attractive.
Yeah.
Now, my partner, he was a good-looking dude, and so it was one of those where you would look at the picture, you're like, boy, that poor fella.
I know. Honestly, he should have been the girl. I mean, he would have been a prettier girl, I think.
Well, that anyone would have been. No doubt.
But you know what? Megan, she is like a magician when it comes to making you look beautiful with makeup.
Yeah.
So
the jury's still out on men.
Now, are you like thinning my eyebrows out because they're so bushy?
They are pretty bushy, okay. And I'm just trying to do what I can do, and right. I'm not going to lie. Them you keep blinking, and it makes my job even harder.
I'm so sorry.
You know?
All right, I will keep my eyes closed.
No, I'm teasing you.
We'll
she said I was
the
you.
She said I was the perfect bridesmaid.
Yeah.
You were very quick. Okay.
All right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to let her work on Hawk, and then we're going to check back in and see how the final look is for him.
We'll do the big reveal.
The big reveal of Hawk, and then we'll see if I'm going to do this or not.
Eat up, Tom.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.